Hi, this is a dictation for patient Charisse Valentine, CHARISEVALENTINE, Charisse Valentine. Date of birth is 12/20/1955. Date of service is 8/29/2022. The patient is here for a follow-up evaluation. This is a patient who is suffering from various ailments, from chronic renal failure to lupus erythematosus with its own complications, as well as Sjogren's, S-G-O-G-R-E-N, Sjogren's syndrome, pain in the lower back, and chronic spasm in the both legs and general body, painful areas of arthritis in the hand and shoulders and everywhere. And the patient is a physician, and she has a migratory joint pain and muscle spasm as her chief issues that are bothering her. She's unable to sleep because of them. She has been under care of a rheumatologist, Dr. Portnoy, and she's also seeing a nephrologist. And she's not asked to be away from all NSAIDs. Currently, she's taking Norvasc 100 milligram, sorry, Norvasc 10 milligram for blood pressure, as well as Toprol XL 100 milligram for blood pressure, Dizide for blood pressure, and a Carbacol. She has provided all kinds of records, but her major issue is the rheumatoid arthritis and migratory osteoarthritis and painful joints throughout the body. And these are related to lupus and Sjogren syndrome, S-G-O-G-R-E-N, Sjogren syndrome. These are part of the immunological disorder. And she is currently taking, beside Toprol, Norvasc, and Dizide, she is also taking Plaquenil 300 milligram daily, and Synthroid 0.05 milligram daily, and Nabumetone, N-A-B-U-M-E-T-O-N-E, 500 plus 250. He's also on Prilosec, ProAir, Zyrtec, Osteobiflex, Turmeric, Hyaluronic Acid, etc. The muscle spasms are focused in both the lower part of the legs below the knees all night. And then she has pain in both hands and wrists due to rheumatoid arthritis. Lower back pain is also quite severe. And it was found to be positive for disc bulging and herniation, and also sacroiliac joint inflammation. Physical examination, previous blood pressure is 127 over 89, pulse is 67, pulse ox is 99. The rest of the exam will be from previous visit of 6/30/2022, dictation number 0630-019. Diagnosis remains the same. Plan of care is Valium 2 mg at night and Tramadol 50 mg at night, 30 for 30 days to supplement with her issues. An additional part of the history I forgot to dictate is, like, pain level is from 3 to 5, and the ADLs are only affected 3 to 4, with especially sleep is affected 7, walking ability and enjoyment of life are affected 6. 80% improvement has been reported by the patient, and we believe that we'll be able to discharge her soon. In the neurology and psych and system review, there are no headaches, dizziness, vertigo, vision disturbance, double vision, ear ringing, weight painting, blackout. There's no difficulty sleeping, fatigue, tension, weakness, seizures, loss of balance, loss of equilibrium, and no lack of focus, lack of concentration, and no loss of memory, anxiety, depression, panic. In the pain and numbness, patient has a jaw pain, shoulder pain, bilaterally neck stiffness, neck pain, and lower back stiffness, lower back pain. And She is suffering from wrist pain, hand pain bilaterally, hip pain bilaterally, and spasm of the both legs. No difficulty in walking is reported, and there is a limited range of motion of all the joints. In the GI, there is no nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, digestive problem, incontinence of the bowel, stomach pain, blood in the stool, or trouble swelling. In the GU, there is no incontinence of the urine, frequency, painful urination of blood in the urine. In respiratory, there is an asthma, no trouble in breathing, chest pain, coughing, shortness of breath. Last 30 days, there are no changes in the pain level. and there are no changes in the medical history, surgical history, hospitalization, weight loss, or any other program, any other trauma. Current pain medication are Tramadol, 50 milligram only. Substance abuse, none. And compliance history, patient is fully compliant to the pain medication regimen. Patient will be seen in 30 days' time. She should continue seeing her rheumatologist, nephrologist, neurologist, and all the other physicians involved in her care. Thank you.